Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Breaking up with Linda
Mitchell. You said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Finding Out Friday. When did this week go? We're celebrating All Mothers, in which we celebrate our mothers every day of our lives. But this is their weekend. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 8th. And we want to say, Mommy, 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 we love you out there. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming on. I see it. I correct it, I change it, and I complete it. And we have a surprise for you this evening, a young man that's coming on with us, Mr. LeGrand Rick. And that is why I posted out the past and the present blend well. You know, this is an oldie show. But this gentleman is the Sinatra of soul, okay? So when we hear the word Sinatra, we know what that really means. That's class. That's good music. That's great storytelling. That's good listening. That's a beautiful voice. So he's going to come on and share and care with us later on in the show today. Before we get started, I want to tell you guys out there, be aware, stay strong, stay safe, still rising out there. Be very, very, very careful, okay? Take care of yourself. Tiffany's got to come on. You know, she always speaks of self-care and how she talks about different things. But we're going to have Tiffany with an eye, and we're going to have this beautiful Sinatra of soul that's going to share and care with us before we get going. I'm going to play this for all the mothers out there because this is exactly what they do. That's right. And that's how we remember our mommies, because they were everything. They gave us the strength, the determination, the know-how, the fearlessness, and to continue to complete and never, ever retreat. I'm going to give that tribute out to my mother. Her name was Jetty. And if you know what the jetty in the ocean does, no matter how much water, how many waves, how much salt rolls up on that jetty, it never wears out. My mother was named Zatina, and we called her Jetty, and she is with me each and every day of my life. And I pay appreciation to her, and I'm very, very grateful for her for allowing her to allow her blood to run through my veins to give me this determination, courage, care, and concern for others. And on that note, we have Miss Tiffany with an eye with us. I see it, I change it, I correct it, and I complete it. Tiffany with an eye, welcome into Waking Up with Linda Maxine.
Well, good evening, Linda. Thank you so much for having me on your show. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and you know I'm going to thank you for taking out time of your busy schedule coming on to care and share with us today. We're going to have some fun today. We have an exciting person coming in. But before we bring this beautiful gentleman in, tell me what you found out so you can share on Find It Out Friday. What did you find out?
Oh, my goodness. Let me see what I found out. Oh! How to engage a student in school. That's what I found out yesterday.
Really?
Yes. I interviewed a young gentleman who wrote a book on the disengagement of students in schools in America. And we had a very great conversation, so much so that I was only able to ask him two of the many questions I had. But it was a great conversation. It goes along the lines of what we always say, that you really have to celebrate a child. You speak positive things into their lives. You treat them nicely and understand, you know, really understand them, where they're coming from. We were talking about music and critical thinking, and it was a good conversation. So that's what I found out, that we lack in that today. So.
Yeah, we're lacking that. So as an educator, after speaking with that young man, Tiffany with an eye, what did you decide on putting out there, adding into the legislation? You know, you're one of those policymakers. So what do you think we need to do in the educational field to get our young adults engaged and to really, really celebrate? And after speaking with him, what do you think we need start off with, or what needs to change, put it that way?
I think the arts need to be put back into the school system, where you had music after school, you had drawing, painting, whatever that might be, to enhance the critical thinking that a child has. You know, we're all born intelligent. We just need to understand that, and in understanding that, we understand our purpose, too. We know we're intelligent, and then we know that we have a purpose, and finding that purpose at an early age is really critical. That can only be developed through critical thinking. And how do you develop those skills? Again, through music, through the arts, performing, visual, you know. So that's what I say. And I know that there are programs that have not been in schools for a long time, and they actually took art out of the curriculum, but it's so needed. It just builds so much confidence and self-esteem as
it's
well.
It's definitely needed. Music, you know, they take the music, the arts out. Music is math. Music teaches responsibility. Music keeps you focused, okay? And, you know, from time to time when I have to go speak in front of the, whatever you want to call them, the powers to be, you know the question that I ask them and my last question to them. And every time I share it, you sniggle so you can sniggle again. And after I tell them the importance of having that art and that music for the young adults and back into the schools, I ask them one question, and that's the last question. And I ask them, would you rather your child pick up a pistol or a piccolo? and I be quiet. Right. I leave in my dialogue. And they are looking like, oh, what did she just say? Think about it, okay? Because if that child was picking up a piccolo and in that marching band and learning how to score that music, their minds would be moving, okay? They would learn kingship. They would learn responsibilities. They're learning math. It is so, so important. So I'm glad that you had him on the show. You found that out. And, yes, I'm in agreement with you. Arts must be put back with our young adults. Not building parks, not putting up structures for them to continue to be in the parks to keep shooting and killing each other. That's too much space out there. Put the music back. Bring it back. Music is medicine. Music is healing. Everyone over the entire globe loves a musician. And a musician can travel and go anywhere because he doesn't even have to speak the language. It's the music that does the talking. So I'm glad that you are reaching out for the young adults and you're bringing that up. And knowing you, you can put that on your little pad to bring it up because I know that in your nice little humble way, you'll slip it in on them. I tell them all the time I'm not so humble with it because I'm serious about it. So maybe if you approach them and add it into the agenda, maybe we'll get somewhere here. But I can tell you this, we're never going to stop because that is why I posted out past and the present blend. We have a young man that's coming with us, Mr. LeGrand West. Now, we're old school here, but music is music. And when music is done properly, it will last forever till the beginning of time. So I put the blend there because he is the Sinatra of soul. And you know that when people hear the word Sinatra, the only thing they think about is Frank Sinatra. Well, we have the Sinatra of soul with us this evening. He's going to care and share with us. I don't know if you wanted to make another statement, Tiffany, before I bring him on, but I am just excited to hear him care and share with us.
Oh, that's perfect. The intro was perfect. I have nothing to add.
You don't have anything to add? Well, I have to bring it up at the end. Mr. LeGrand, are you on the air with us at Waking Up with Linda McCann?
Good evening, ladies. Happy Mother's Day to all the great moms out there. I just want to start with that.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you for having
me on the show.
And we are so excited because we know that you're busy, busy, busy out there and you're doing the music, you're in the communities, you're doing a lot of things. Let us know what inspired you, LeGrand, what does music mean to you since Tiffany started it off with what's needed and with our young adults? How long have you been in doing music?
I've been doing music pretty much all my life. I started out playing the trumpet, the clarinet, drums. I went through pretty much all the instruments and started singing, went to Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore for 3 years and studied vocal, classic vocals under Fred Mansour, which was a Russian pianist who trained me, and then I just flipped it into, you know, R&B. But music to me is the heartbeat of the world.
Yeah.
And it's like looking at a television without color. If we didn't have music, it would be black and white. So music puts color into the world, and it's a heartbeat. So it soothes the savage beast, and you know, it calms people down or it gets them excited. We have great powers in our hands to control the world, an attitude, or, you know what I mean, in a room just by the music that we play. That's why it's very important to say the right words, you know, to minister, because it's a ministry. And that's how I look at music, as a ministry. And just like the this stuff that's happening with the police, you know, killing these young black kids. Well, I couldn't do anything about it, but I could sing about it. So I wrote a song talking about Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin, Martin Luther King, you know, all the greats that were murdered by our people, you know, through, you know, the powers to be. So I just put them on blast because, you know, like I said, if you can't do it with a weapon, you can use your music as a weapon to get the truth out.
Yes, you can. Yes. Yes. And we appreciate you for that. You know, everything is expressed. You know, I have a lot of persons that are very, very shy. But once they pick up that instrument, their whole life, their whole being changes because that is their life. And, you know, I always state that, you know, when we work for good, the greater good, we build happiness for ourselves and others. And the more we do that for other people, the more path of our own happiness begins and will open up. And in realizing this, we discover a sense of gratitude in being able to help them. So your music is like lighting a candle. And when you light a candle for others, it makes your path brighter. And no matter what challenges facing or what you need to say, words are very, very important. And music is nothing but words going out there with a little, as you say, heartbeat and color added to it. I'm so glad that you shared that with us. You have been around a long time. You play with a lot of musicians. Do you write your songs, or you write, produce, and do everything, right?
Yes, I write and produce, and I actually have a label under Sony Orchard called AKM3 Entertainment, and I have like five artists under my label right now, heavily gospel and Christian, but we have, you know, I have all genres from jazz, hip-hop, R&B, and I have my own record out, which is R&B. So I was going to do a single, but then I was advised if I did a label, I could help other people.
Yes.
To get into the business. So basically my company is a vehicle to take an artist from one place to another and then let them grow from there.
You're teaching. You're lighting that candle.
Yes.
And you said that your song, I have a song here that I have, Baby Be Mine, is that your latest?
Oh, yes. That was produced by Billy Moss, Grammy Award-winning Billy Moss, and Molly Music. And he's a Grammy Award winner, too, from Kirk Franklin. Him and Billy, they produced this song on me called Baby Be Mine. And we had a lot of fun putting it together. But you were asking me, do I write and produce? Yes, I do it all. But I like to let other producers come in, and you know, because they see you from a different view. And it's interesting to see what unfolds from what their vision is of you as an artist or the song that you're doing. So, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And so whatever we say and put into the universe will manifest. And so that's why it's so important about what you write in your songs, because there's a message that can reach someone that may stop them from committing suicide or doing drugs or, you know, domestic violence. So that's how I look at music. To help change the world from the inside out.
Inside out. And it all starts from the inside. It's nothing out there. We're all mirrors. And when you say that, we must be careful about our wording. You know, when we speak from our mind, we change minds. When we speak from our heart, we change hearts. But when we speak from experiences, we change lives. And I listen to music a bit different because I'm listening to the words and the lyrics and the story that it's telling me. Everything is a story.
Right.
The beats are good, the music, and it's all good. That's why I enjoy, we do old school here, but old school and new school is a blend. But old school music really, really gave you that message. The message is in
foundation.
The music. Then and, and now too. So the past and the present is a good blend here. So what would you like to tell the young adults, LeGrand, as far as the musicians, the young musicians that are out here, no matter what type of genre they're under, what advice would you like to give them or some directors? What's a good point, you know, to just keep them moving in the right direction?
Well, first, I would say to study your craft. Study your craft every day. I mean, even if it's 20 minutes a day, study your craft, because within a week, those 20 minutes add up, and then a month adds up. So things happen really fast. Never give up. And what I'm teaching them, these artists, is how to be young entrepreneurs, not to be economic slaves, not to be slave to the music. Look at it realistically as a business and not as a fantasy, because you're really a private contractor. When you when you come with your own music, your own pictures, your own video, you're a contractor. You're being contracted to work in my label or do a television licensing or, you know, so you should know every part of the business as far as the accounting, publishing, writers, copyrights, all of that. You should not depend on other people to get those files together for you. You should always keep a folder to yourself so you know. So when someone is talking to you about the business, you know the lingo, you know the language, and they're not trying to scam you, because trust me, scams are on an all-time high right now. And in everything. So you got to be very, you know, like very inquisitive about everything. So in the business, like right now, I have Sony Orchard, and I'm acquiring Symphonic Distribution. So that's the second distribution company I'm dealing with. So I can send out music in different distribution pipelines. For Christian, I can send it out in the Christian distribution. R&B, same. Hip-hop, rap, you know, it's different. And that's how you make your money. And so I'm teaching artists that. I'm also teaching them how to have merchandise, create your own shoes, create your own product. So as you're selling music, you're also selling product with it. And that, because music, you know, it's not like it used to be. You're not going to get a bunch of money off of it. But if you have merchandise in music, so you want multiple streams of income in your business. And that's how you become an entrepreneur. You know, you have a stream coming from licensing. You have a stream coming from your records. I'm even teaching people, these younger adults, about publishing as far as performance rights and mechanical rights. Mechanical rights is film, television, and movies and commercials. Performance rights is when they go out and perform those songs that are registered to the publishing company live, and they take a video and they send it to the publishing company and they get paid for it. Those are performance royalties. That's why a lot of rock groups, when they go out, like when I was, I had a residency at Bar 20 in Hollywood next to the Sky Bar, and like the Whiskey A Go Go and the Roxy, all those white rock groups would do their whole album, because their whole, you know, at those shows and film, because those albums were registered to ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, and then they would send it in and get paid twice. And a lot of black artists don't know this. You know, so I'm teaching these young artists that. you know, there's little perks that we have available, but because of lack of knowledge, you know, they don't know how far they can go with their, you know, their business. So I'm, like I said, I'm just teaching them how to be their own business person and handle your own business, because then you can control the narrative. You can control your own narrative and not have to get a paycheck from someone else or get fired from someone else. No, you hire yourself, you know, because your business, your music business, that's what it's called, music business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And when you look at it like that, it becomes much clearer on paper and when you're doing shows. Okay, who's getting the money over here? Okay, well, you know what I mean? You start calculating.
Yes.
This is your business. This is what feeds
yes.
your family.
Yes.
You know,
you have
so.
To. Well, I'm so glad to hear you share that and you put it in a more modern term, but I've always been around musicians all my life, and I remember these were pros. They've been out there since they were 12, and it was one thing that was said to me. Why do you think they call it show business? It's not all about the show. It's about the business. And here you come back years later teaching the young adults the same thing, because it is about the business, okay? It's great to stand up there and jump around and sweat and look good and have everybody yelling and screaming. But at the end, where is that money going, okay? Or who's
right.
getting that money? When you talk about the royalties and the publishing, is very, very important going out there. My family, I've come from a family of music. I've been around music all my life. I travel on the road. And I remember I tell everybody my baby crib was the guitar case, because I was out on that road with my people, okay?
Mm.
And back in the back and using the guitar
wow.
strings to feed with. And my people would be on stage. I'd be peeking around the corner around the little telephone pole and beck for me to come up there, and I'd pull back. And I was told, if you ever have to think about it, don't ever get up here. And so from that day
right.
on, if I'm going to move, I'm going to move. But it is very important
right.
to know all sides of it. It's very important, as you said, LeGrand, to study. I call in musicians, and I'm going to use the lingo. You have in a musician, he has to keep his chops up. And the same thing with
That's
a singer.
Right.
They got to
Absolutely.
Keep their chops up, so they have to work on it daily. You have to know when you speak of persons, you know, you have a lot of people. Well, I just want to sit down, and I'm going to let Joe do it over there. That's great. Let Joe
right.
do it. But you better know
right.
that Joe is pushing the right button, and you need to know those buttons just like Joe knows those buttons, because Joe is
That's
the one
right.
that can easily put a damper into your pocketbook or whatever. So when you say study, never give up, and become young, teaching them how to become entrepreneurs is very, very important. You and I know, and most people know, or maybe a lot of them don't know, the music business
mm-hmm.
is fruitless, okay? You can
oh,
have
yeah.
an album out there, you can have a demo out there, and you can shop it. A company will take you in just to shelve you. Used to be. That's when they did it the old way, okay?
Oh, yeah,
but
to keep you from sounding better than their artists.
Yeah, they already
because
put money
they
into
put some,
yeah.
Right, right. They put money into that artist, so much money, and then here come this other artist that's better
yes.
than the artist
yes.
they put the money in. So they'll sign them
yes.
and shelve them.
Shelve them,
and
nowadays
keep them,
and keep them on the shelf. Nowadays, with all
right.
the new technology and the many ways of doing stuff out there, you know, I wouldn't even know where to begin, because I come from the then way, okay? But I know it all
right.
mixes in, and it all blends in together, and it all gets to the same conclusion, getting it out there, getting
right.
it done, and getting paid for it. But I am so glad
right.
to hear that you are working with the young adults, that you know the business end of it, and it's very, very important. And when you use the word music is a ministry, yes, it's for heart, body, and soul. spirit, it's for the world.
Right.
So I am so excited that you took out the time to come on and care and share with us here to let know, you know, what's going on with you. We want you to come back again. But before we go, I would like to play the song that I have over here for you.
Okay. Well, before we go into that, I just want to give a shout out to the I'm also doing a movie in Los Angeles called The Bloods and Crips Save the World, and I'm working with DJ Yada. I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and we shot a music video at Doc Waller Beach, and I'm like dealing with the OG Bloods that created the Bloods, you know.
Oh,
and these guys, they have a biker club called Monster Riders, but anyway, they're in the movie. It's a pretty gritty Boys in the Hood type movie, but we have Netflix and some of Martin Scorsese's people looking at it. So we're still working on it, but this movie, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I used to live in Inglewood before I moved to Georgia for about 5 years. So I was around the corner from the marathon where Nipsey got shot. So basically what he was trying to do was stop gentrification and get the people in their neighborhoods to buy their property and buy their homes so they can take control of their, you know, their lives. And so he was trying to get the Bloods and the Crips to stop fighting each other, because as long as they fight each other, then it's called it's the famous divide and conquer. So this movie is about them coming together in truce, but dealing with the government now. So they're like the new Black Panthers. This movie is like the new Black Panthers when they were protecting the neighborhood and protecting the family. Because they're getting smarter and saying, wait a minute, we're killing each other, but they're laughing and getting the money. You know, so this movie I'm doing is sending a strong message to the younger, you know, gang members. And when I get a chance to talk to them, I'm going to tell them, you guys are the new Black Panthers. So act like that. Don't fight each other. I hear Jewish people say all the time, Jews don't hurt Jews. So now I say Blacks don't hurt Blacks.
No. And then most of the time, you have to start with that history. I'm so glad to hear this. You start with that history of a lot of them, and you'll have to sit them down and really tell them the history of the Panthers, because, you know, what was put out there was misleading information.
It's lies, all lies.
Society is about? That's why we're here. So wake up. This is not get up off the bed and drink a cup of coffee. This is to move your cells in your brain.
Right.
Stay aware. Be observant.
Right.
Okay? Stay alert.
Right.
And each one teach one out here. And that is really what it's about. I'd like to talk with you more about the movie that you're doing, because I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure there's a connection there, and I think it's a good thing.
Oh,
so it is called The Bloods and the Crips Save the World. Okay.
I'll
find out more about that. I can get some information about that. And when are you coming back to Los Angeles?
So basically, I'm on call right now. They're having meetings about the film now, so because we have to finish. I have a couple of, I have a little part in it. I'm singing two songs in the soundtrack of the movie and in the scoring. And so the guy who's the lead, his name is DJ Yada, and he's around QD3, Quincy Jones' son, and Battle Cat. They're over this project.
Okay.
So this Yeah, so this project is growing and it's getting bigger. So I should be out there probably in another month. And before I come, I'm definitely going to let Tiffany know so we can connect.
Well, we're definitely going to have to connect, and I want to hear more about the project. And definitely, maybe, I don't know, Tiffany will tell you, I move kind of low and slow. I'm not out there too much because of all this stuff. They say it's lying in the air, and I do have to take care of myself. But if
absolutely.
I'm around small crowds or whatever, but we will meet up. And I'm so excited. I'm smiling over here, LeBron, because, you know, you're taking care of the babies. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
And you're being a role model, and you're, like, giving them something to look ahead, because our youth are lost and they're seeking out there. And there's no more storytellers around. So you have to guide them and direct them and lead them and let them see. And the most important thing that really touched me when you said that music is the heartbeat of the world. And I'm in total agreement with you over there, because it is heartbeat. It cures all illnesses and anything else. And it brings a great smile to your face. So I am so glad that you came on, that Tiffany is connected in. Tiffany with an eye. She see things, and she, you know, she corrected. That's why her name is Tiffany with an eye. Because she see it, figure it out. She strategizes, and she changes it, and she completes it. And she will always
be
Tiffany with an eye with me. You know, we with go back. That's who she is. And that's what I'm going to give her.
I like that.
Yeah, you like that. That's who she is. She's very modest and
humble. Tiffany with an eye.
Tiffany with an eye. And I'm not talking about, you know, some people, LaGranny, they have, you know, we always have that third eye. We talk about that third eye.
Right.
But when I talk about Tiffany has five eyes. So sometimes she can see something that third eye missed, okay? Always keep that in mind.
That's right.
So that's why she's with Tiffany with the eye for me. And then she laughs and she says, why do you call me? What? That is exactly who you are. Okay, we know who we are. We know what we're about. We're all coming together here, but I'm smiling over here because you're taking care of youth. You're giving them.
Thank you.
Them. It's not the me story, okay? And once together, there's a whole lot of work that needs to be done out there, and somebody has to do it, okay? Somebody has
well,
to
and
do
see
it.
See, the thing is, I was raised by, I don't know if you ever heard of a producer by the name of Skip Scarborough. He wrote Giving You Best That I Got for Anita Baker, Can't Hide Love for Earth, Wind, Fire, Love's Holiday. Well, he trained me. He trained me. When I was in Baltimore, I was his demo singer before I moved to California, and he trained me for 3 years about publishing. And in fact, him and Bill Withers, they wrote Lovely Day together, and I remember they got it on the Bodyguard movie soundtrack. And I was around, you know, I saw all of that transpire and seen, you know, so just being around someone that's a genius like that, You absorb through your body. You absorb the energy that they put off. And then it's like wisdom. And you take that a long way. And now I'm teaching the younger, you know, adults what I was taught by him, you know, and David Cochran from the Commodores. So these are the cats that touch my life. Norman Whitfield from Motown, you know, senior. I used to sit in the studio with him and listen to him tell Motown stories about him and Barry Gordy fighting over in Motown over songs, you know. So being exposed to those kind of people did something to my life. And so I'm just sharing it. I'm just, you know, giving back because I'm leaving a legacy. So when we move on, the youth, they will have guidance. They will have knowledge. They will have power and within themselves to move forward like I was taught.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. And we want to speak that again. You are empowering. Each one teaches one. So now
teach
I'm getting
one.
The real
that's
gist
right.
here. Why you are the Sinatra of Soul, because you stand on your own feet, you stand on your ground, and you've been around some of the best. You know, you came on the right show. We go back because, like I said, music and the message, okay? And I don't date myself. I was in the baby crib with the bottle slinging out the door listening. But my family are basically blues and jazz. But I like all genres of music. And I'm like, too, am a musician. I'm a percussionist. Mm-hmm. I play timbales. And all the way in high school, and I always was a percussionist, okay? Now, what I know about music, if you send me to the keyboard and say fine middle C, I might have a problem. But if you play that middle C wrong, I can tell you where to take it. You either need to sharpen or flat it or get it on out the way. That ear is there. But I cannot play a fine middle C, but I know when it's not sounding properly. And it's like a thing of beats and you know, any type of instrument. But, you know, that beating, that's a message out there. Music is a total message. So I'm giving you kudos for taking care of these babies. It's all about young adults. Please,
thank you so much.
Give it to them. The torch. I'm gonna play your song. I want you to sit here. You mind me putting that on? Listeners, listen to this.
Oh no.
And you understand why he is the Sinatra of soul. But I want you to listen real closely to the music, how it's mixing in there, how it's blending, and now it's making sense to me. Why he is the Sinatra soul. Sit back and listen. Enjoy.
I move different.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Smooth, silky, relaxing. And as the musicians say, in the pocket. Your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful,
thank you,
relaxing,
so
and very, very soothing. LaGuan,
you
know what? You're going to have to come back. We're going to be doing some things. And, you know, I have some young adults, you know, they think that they are whatever they hollering out there. I tell them, I don't care what you holler, just make sure you be good at it, okay? And the
music is different.
The genre is different, but it's all expression and using their words. And they need you to let them know how to put everything into the correct packet. We will be speaking, you know, if time. We will be getting those lessons. Tiffany, with an eye, what did you see with that fifth eye from this conversation today? You know, we're going to bring you up in here because you know it's you that started this. So talk to us. What do you think about this conversation today?
I think it's brilliant. I love the conversation today. And I have conversations on my show all the time. But this conversation, like I said, Linda, when I come on your show, it's kind of, not kind of, it is home to me. So I can be who I am authentically. Well, first of all, you don't see me, so it's a good thing. Not a good thing like that, but at least I can be myself, talk about the things that I really want to talk about. And not to say that I don't on my own show, but there's a comfort level that I have here. And as we talked about before, you know, when before I even did my show, I was on your show talking and conversing with you, and that led to me accepting being a host on a network for my own show. So, but this is just marvelous. This was so wonderful. This was just as I envisioned it to be. So I'm so happy.
Well, we are glad.
Me too.
You're
I'm
glad
very
you're here.
Honored, and I'm very honored to be here and to even, you know, be able to talk to you queens. I mean, you women are very, very powerful, and I look at that as strong leadership. And men, we need to listen to you women more. Seriously.
Why?
Because.
Why can you say that
about
again?
This,
say that one more time. And you
men
repeat that.
Men need to listen. Men need to listen to their women more, because you guys
really
have that third eye. You know that
we don't have a third eye, LaGuan. We got five eyes over here because we're about education, unification, collaboration. Okay, and people say, well, how do you put all that together? I say, first of all, people need to be educated. They need to know. Okay, and you can unify. We can all come together, but you can have 50 people in a room in unity, but are they collaborating? Are they exchanging ideas?
Right.
Are they caring and sharing with one another? Are they sitting up or being crabs in a barrel? There's no crabs in a barrel here. It's about sharing and caring and putting it out there. And Tiffany, I just love her when she say how comfortable she is when she come on, because that's the name of the game. We're not CNN over here. And if you're looking for CNN, go tune in somewhere else. We're going to bring it to you. I'm a Texan. And if you know anything about Texans, they just going to be who they are, no matter what, no matter where, no matter when.
I'm learning.
You understand?
That's
a good thing. And sometimes it could be a blockage, but we feel... here with Waking Up with Linda McShann, that if you run into a brick wall, it has to be some on the other side of it, so get through it. And when you get through something that's distracting, you know, defeat doesn't mean anything but redirect to us, okay? We don't believe in defeat over here. So you fit into the family. We want you back.
Oh,
we want to keep
you
around. And you're in Atlanta. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, where is Marietta? Do you know where Marietta, Georgia is?
Okay. I'm actually in Douglasville, so I heard of Marietta, and it's probably like 30 or 40 minutes from me. But this is my first time living in the South.
Ooh.
So I'm still kind of green down here. Because I lived in Los Angeles for 30 years.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank
they,
you.
Are they, you're having fun. I know the food is good, okay?
Well, I'm having a little culture shock, you know. I'm having
I know you are. I know, they're a bit different.
Yeah, it is different. Like I said, especially living in L.A. for 30 years. And then I just moved here a year ago, so I'm getting adjusted, but I fly back and forth to, you know, to see Tiffany and see the ocean and my friends and, you know, because I miss everybody out there. I got family out there. You know, so, but it was a pleasure talking to you and being on your show. I look forward in coming back. I'll even bring one of the actors from the movie you can talk to. DJ Yada, he can tell you a lot more about the project. But,
I would love
it. It's all in helping. Yes, he would love to come on.
Yeah,
you know,
tell him I would love it. I would love to have him come on and, you know, get us ready and prepared for this greatness, because it's all about being great here. And on that, I'll be connecting with Tiffany with an eye to see how your schedule is going, because there could be some things coming up that you know, I work with a lot of youth. You know, they're into a lot of different programs where we do music education. And so there's a lot of things that are opening back up, you know, for the young adults. And I'm pretty sure they would love to have you come and speak with them and encourage and inspire
them. Oh, I would love
them.
To do that.
Yes, I would love to have you do that. So I'm putting you out there, and you've already committed all over the world, man. So here we go. The grind is coming, and he's going to do a workshop, guys. Okay, I've already put it out there. You know, words are very important. The grind, we love you.
Cool.
I appreciate you.
Love
you
me
have
too.
Put a smile in my life over here. Keep up the good work,
Tiffany,
and I. Monday, we'll be back.
Yes,
and the grand, I've had to see, just put it out there. I'll do what I can do on my end for you, and you do what you can do on your end for us. I have people in Atlanta. I'll be speaking with them. Yes, people that you might want to meet. Okay?
Okay, and whatever I can do for you on this end, let me know.
Thank you, and enjoy those biscuits down there and that warm Southern hospitality. They're a bit different, but if they love you, they love you. Keep that in mind, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much, you guys, and you ladies have a wonderful evening. Thank you again for having me on the show.
Thank you, listeners. That was LeGron Witt. That is the Sinatra of soul, okay? And when you heard that song, Baby Be Mine, you can understand that's training, that's skill, that's real music and real love. Smooth, silky, and relaxing. Keep your eyes open for that name. And he loves to empower the youth. Isn't that great? And on that note, you have to be this in order to get this done. Listen up to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon, and remember this.
Waking Up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Sharon Kerr.
Love all through the land.
We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.